Actually, Nathaniel Lenhard shocked me because I think just before he left, I heard rumor of him saying to someone, might have been his mom, but she didn't tell me that, that he was a little concerned because he only had in maybe 11 or 12 practices because he's been gill netting, and you get a lot of work on a gill netter, but not a whole lot of aerobic running conditioning. And he had a great run. He ran in 18:51 and was ninth overall for the 1A, 2A, 3A, and that's behind an incredibly strong state championship team in Sitka, plus a Skagway guy that was one of the best 4A runners last year and has come back from Juneau to run for Skagway. So Nathaniel was ninth and in the 3A guys and just did a super run again. And Daniel Holmberg has had some health issues, and he just came back and ran great this year too, went sub-20 and looked really strong, really comfortable. And then our other boys, you know, did great jobs kind of filling in those. We only took five boys down there, and small boys team, but they just did a super job for us. And then on the girls' side, you know, we expect great things out of our girls, and once again we got them. And Kaylee Eddy led us through. She finished sixth overall behind in the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. I think in 1A, 2A, 3A, she was second, only behind Rain Hutton, who was last year's Southeast champ. And then Melanie Chase, she's a freshman for us, and she ran in right on Kaylee's shoulder. And I'm not sure she was even tired when she got done. She looked so good. Then Aaron Funt ran strong for us. Julia Murph and Megan Parker were our 4-5, and then Maddie Parker and Alexander Bless were our 6-7, our 8 who went down there. Shyla Cook got injured before the race, and so she couldn't run, but we expect good things out of her too. She's a junior this year and a real fine runner.
So you got this weekend, you have most teams coming to town for this the Jack Eddy Invitational?
Yes, I think the only team that might not be coming is Metlakatla, and it just has to do with ferries. Even Ketchikan, I think, has to fly in and then ferry home and still miss a couple of days of school next week. The Juneau teams get down pretty easy. Mount Edgecombe's flying in. So, yeah, I think we're going to have between 150 and 200 kids coming to town. So they're going to be all over. Great thing is that they're good kids, and Wrangell and some of the Prince of Wales teams will take breakaway in, and so it'll be in and out on Saturday, but other teams will be here till late Sunday, maybe even early Monday. But yeah, it's going to be a full slate this weekend. All right.